You're listening to Comedy Central.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Dr. Willie Parker. Welcome, Doctor.
Before we get into really everything that's in the book, just give somebody who has no clue, what is it like for a woman who is trying to have an abortion in the Deep South, you know, places like Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi?
Okay. If you're not familiar with all of the barriers that are in place, the laws that have been put into place that even though abortion remains legal based on the Roe decision, there have been lots of hurdles placed in the path of women.
Right.
Things like waiting periods. In Alabama, it's a 48-hour waiting period. Once you decide to have an abortion, in Louisiana, it's 72 hours. In Mississippi, 24. So there are long waiting periods. There are financial barriers. Those are just the institutionalized things. There's the stigma and the shame. Women are made to feel that they're doing something immoral by choosing their lives over the ambitions that other people have for them.
If someone were to counter and say, why are you in such a hurry? Why not have a waiting period? Why not have 24 hours or 48 or 72 hours or any amount of time to wait on? What would your response be to those people?
Well, it sounds good, it passes the common sense test, but it's not informed by the reality. There's not a woman that I know who doesn't say that when she pees on that stick and it's positive, she says, I'm pregnant, oh great, or I'm pregnant, oh shit. And so as a result, women have to, being forced to wait to indulge somebody else's sensitivities is to say that we don't trust women with their important decisions. And I just beg to differ.
You talk about in your book how it took you 13 years coming from a very religious background to change how you viewed a woman's right to choose. Why and how did you change your mind?
Well, I've always been pro-life, but what I mean by pro-life of the woman. I've never been opposed to a woman making that decision, but I was conflicted because I wasn't clear about what it meant to me personally to provide that care.
Right.
So I had to think about my religious understanding and my religious conviction a little bit differently. So I think pro-life is a misnomer for people who are against abortion. People who are opposed to abortion are pro-fetus. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life of the woman. And you can't have more of an interest in a pregnancy that a woman is carrying than you have in the woman herself.
Now, in the past 6 years, there have been over 300 abortion restrictions that have been enacted by states. This year alone, there have been at least 46 anti-abortion bills that have been introduced or are pending in about 14 states. What's really interesting is you have compared this, the control over women's bodies, to slavery, which to many people would be a bombastic term. Why would you say that?
I think if you've never lived with your back to the wall, it would be really hard for you to understand what it's like to have the most essential aspect of your being, the ability to make decisions about your life, to have hopes and aspirations and dreams, and to have that controlled by someone else. I, as a man, will never face an unplanned pregnancy, but I feel like I'm in the same position that Abraham Lincoln was when someone asked him, why did you free the slaves? There are many reasons the Civil War was fought, but I like it when he said that, as I would not be a slave, so I will not be a master. As a man, I've refused to participate in a system that will deny women the same agency and the same right to make decisions about their lives that I have as a man.
You obviously face a lot of opposition taking this stance. you know, traveling around helping women who don't have access to abortions, women who are forced to travel to other states. The president said if a woman under Roe, or if they change the laws, is in a state where they don't allow abortion, then she can just travel to another state. Why is this such a big issue?
Well, the problem with that is that people in this country, under our Constitution, everyone should have equal access and equal protection under the law. So that means that one state's not free to impose its responsibility to ensure the health of its citizens to another state. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is nobody's health or aspirations should depend on their zip code. And if you say that a woman can just simply go to another state, that sounds nice, but it's not informed by the reality that many women face hurdles. And if the clinics are 500 miles away, it might as well be a million miles away. Or if a woman doesn't have the resources to travel, many women don't have the resources to travel in state, let alone going to another state. So I think it's a very callous statement to say that it's almost like Marie Antoinette, just let them eat cake. It's callous.
It's callous, and it doesn't take into account the realities of the situation that many women are in. You spoke earlier today about why on a day like today, and this day every single year has significant importance to you. Why is that?
Well, it occurred to me, Trevor, that this is April 3rd, the day before my book launch. And when I was told that the book would be launching on April 4th, there's a tab set in my heart around the fact that that was the day that Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. So it struck me that tonight, 49 years ago, was Dr. King's last night on earth. For me, what that means is that I like to imagine that I was the little kid living in Alabama who he had hopes and aspirations for, that my dreams wouldn't be determined by the color of my skin. And so this book, my career, is really a recognition of the vitality of the movement that he gave his life for.
You're telling an amazing story. It is a beautiful book. Thank you so much for being on the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.